Chapter 1. Swamp My Ride. Now, if Louis and I had not been rescued by the stranger and the black Monte Carlo, and if we had, in fact, driven through the next set of barricades into a swamp, we would have done so for two reasons. And neither reason has anything to do with IQ, education, goals in life, net worth, looks, or church attendance. We would have ended up in the swamp because that's where the road led, and that was the road we chose. Anyone, regardless of race, creed, color, or sex, would have ended up in the same place had they chosen that stretch of highway. It didn't dead-end in one place for one kind of person and somewhere else for another kind. That unfinished stretch of highway was no respecter of persons. Everybody got the same treatment, and that's true of every highway, freeway, driveway, or path. It leads where it leads, regardless of who's on it. Nothing new or original about that. But here's where you may need some convincing. The principle you employ every time you look at a map or fire up your GPS, i.e. roads lead to the same place every time, applies to other arenas of your life as well. But what's perfectly obvious in the realm of geography is not so obvious in those other arenas. And as we are about to discover, what's true geographically is equally true relationally, financially, physically, and academically. There is a parallel principle that affects parenting, dating, marriage, our emotions, our health, and a host of other areas as well. Just as there are physical paths that lead to predictable physical locations, there are other kinds of paths that are equally predictable. Realizing that we are only a few pages into our time together, I don't expect you to accept my premise just yet. But before you start pushing back, consider this. What if I'm right? What if there really are financial paths that lead to predictable financial destinations? What if there are relational paths that lead to predictable relational destinations? What if there are emotional and spiritual paths that lead to specific emotional and spiritual destinations? I don't have to convince you that there are dietary paths that lead to specific health destinations, and we all know people whose lifestyle decisions led them to predictable predicaments. But what if those, we all saw it coming, scenarios reflect a universal law? What if there is a single unifying principle that governs what happens not only on the highway, but in every area of life? I believe there is. I call it the principle of the path. Principle. I refer to this as a principle because this isn't a rule you follow. Truth is, the principle of the path follows you. It's not a law. You can break a law, but the principle of the path has the power to break you. It is not an idea or concept you choose to apply. As we will discover, it is being applied to you every moment of every day. Principles are different from rules or laws. Perhaps an example will help. When you were in high school, you probably studied Archimedes' principle. Ring a bell? No? It ought to, because every time you get in a pool, a boat, the bathtub, or a cruise ship, you are being impacted by Mr. Archimedes' principle of buoyancy. But wait, you argue, that's impossible. I don't even know what it is. Maybe not, but you are impacted just the same. And to be fair, so is everybody you know. That's the nature of a principle. You don't have to know it or apply it to be impacted by it, and that's just the beginning. That principle, the principle that explains why a drowning man sinks, is the same principle that explains why the flotation device the lifeguard throws in his direction floats. Go figure. When the principle of buoyancy is leveraged, things float. When this principle is ignored or misapplied, things sink. According to Archimedes' principle, a body immersed in liquid receives an upward thrust from the bottom toward the top, equal to the weight of the displaced liquid. So, 5-ounce pebbles sink, and a 51-ton battleship floats. Now, Archimedes was an inventor as well as a mathematician, but he did not invent this principle, he discovered it. Things were sinking and floating long before he came on the scene. He simply gave the word an explanation for something that had been happening since the first duck spotted the first pond. Knowing about his principle won't keep you from sinking, but learning